Bamboo Insights, valuable knowledge from amazing experts.
Hello, dear listeners. I'm your host, Ayaka. I'm truly grateful for the opportunity to learn the world of bamboo with you. Today, we are talking about bioeconomy. For folks who are interested in bamboo, I'm sure this term is intriguing. So today, I'm honored to introduce our guest, Jose Callejas, Director of Business Development from Kura Biotech. Now, enjoy the show. So welcome, Jose, for the conversations of the Bamboo Insights. Welcome.
Thank you, Ayaka, for having me here.
Let's just directly dive into the conversation. Could you please share a little bit about your background and then introduce your work to us?
Yes, sure. So I'm from Chile. I studied biotechnology engineering during my college. So I have a very strong biotech background, but all the time I was very motivated about biotech because it connects like economy with nature, which is something that really inspired me, because I think that our economies has been built from nature, but in the way we forgot that, you know, and for me, biotech is like a reminder that we depend on nature. And that is where the concept of bioeconomy come from, which really motivates me. So I studied biotech in the university, and the last year I did a very big congress about bioeconomy, about this concept, where I brought different students and players in the biotech world in Latin America to Chile, and we did a conference, a 3-day conference, to talk about bioeconomy. So that is my background, biotechnology. My inspiration is bioeconomy. And then I did some studies in Edinburgh, in the University of Edinburgh, about bioeconomy. And then, and currently I'm working as a director of bio business in a biotech company in Chile. So what's really keeps my motivation or my fire on is that the company where I work on, we really want to make an impact in our society and environment through biotechnology. So it's like everything is somehow connected at the end.
Yeah, great. Could you please elaborate a little bit more that you're interested in bioeconomy and then that's where your motivation comes from? Like why the concept of the bioeconomy matters so much to you? Could you elaborate a little bit more?
So I knew the concept of bioeconomy actually when I was in Germany working with ULA in this amazing foundation that they had that is called School of Life or Schule fürs Leben in German. And they were working with bamboo, you know, so that was the first time that I saw like people, like very high-end professionals working with the very basic elements like bamboo, which I thought it was very basic. But at the end, I understood that it was a very complex and very sophisticated material, you know, for building. So while working for them in the foundation, I helped them in a project where they wanted to create a kind of glue for the bamboo, but that glue had to be bio-based, not chemical-based. So that way they will reduce the impact in the environment. So I started to do some research about that, and then I learned about the bioeconomy concept where they were taking materials from nature for industrial projects. In this case, they were taking bamboo for buildings, but my work was to find a glue, bio-based, to stick together the bamboo. And then I started to dive deeper in the bioeconomy concept. And then I came back to Chile. I finished my studies, and then I did this congress that is called All Biotech, and All Biotech stands for American and Latina leaders in biotech. So that's why it's ALL, biotech, all biotech.
Sure.
So yeah, that is how I got interested in bioeconomy. And then I was all the time very motivated about this concept, because with the technologies that are now being developed by many companies around the world, and also supported by some governments, the bioeconomy is now the answer to produce a more sustainable economy in the world. And we see that now. I mean, if you go to the supermarket, you can see many bio-based products like soap, like I don't know, different chemicals, you know, and that is a reality. Overall, with well, this is a new industry, but it's going to have a very big impact in the world. It's all the cultured cell meat. That means meat that is like real meat, but it's cultivated in a laboratory, you know, and that is bioeconomy, because basically they want to replace the steak that you eat that come from an animal. They want to replace it from a steak from a laboratory, you know, and the cells are the same one. That is part of bioeconomy too, because at the end you are not using the raw resources from nature, but you are creating resources in the laboratory. Of course that you will need other resources, but the impact of taking those basic resources or that raw material is not that as harmful for nature as like having livestock in this case. So that is just one example, but there are many other examples about bioeconomy. And yeah, that's why I see that it's a reality. And I really like that field of biotech.
Thank you so much. And before moving forward, like, I was just curious about the glue that you were talking about. I always hear a lot about the bamboo architecture, but I never really never thought about the glue to stick together. It has to be, of course, has to be very sustainable, like natural materials. And then I just for my curiosity, out of my curiosity, could you explain a little bit more what that is? And did you find that suitable material for that?
Yeah, unfortunately not. I couldn't find a material that would solve the problem and they were that they got to use, because at the end it was very complicated and we had to do some like R&D project, you know, and I was just doing like a bibliographic project, you know, researching what is available, and there were some stuff available, but before to send it to Colombia where they had the school, this beautiful school built by with bamboo, before doing that we had to do some experiments and we didn't have the capacities for the experimentation, you know. Basically in Frankfurt with Ula we had an office where we were like five people working on computers, but we didn't have much space for R&D and complex biology things, you know.
But maybe in the future, no?
In the future, you know, another example of bioeconomy that comes to my mind is mussels. You know that mussels, they stick to rocks under the water, they generate their own glue. And if you try to take apart the muscle from the rock, it's very, you need to be very strong to do it, right? It's not easy to do. And that is an amazing material that muscles generate, that they produce from their body to stick to this glue. And many years ago, a dentist, the story tell, a dentist was working in the beach, thinking about how to glue teeth when you break a teeth, how to glue it back. And then he saw the muscles. He started to research about this glue and he created a glue, which is the glue that dentists use now to stick one teeth to the other when you have a problem in your teeth, you know. So yeah, that is another example of bioeconomy.
Thank you. Like, I hear a lot of potentials in the field that you're working on. And then and now going back to the question about the bioeconomy, like, have you ever encountered any unexpected challenges that like you're working on your journey on this bioeconomy?
Yeah, I would say that the main challenge for every bioeconomy project in general is to be cost efficient, because most of the chemicals that we can replace with bioeconomy, they come from fossil fuels. And you know that fossil fuels are really cheap because they extract the fossil resource, the resources from the earth. They dig a hole, they make fuel out of a fuel out of it, and with the leftovers, they produce a bunch of other chemicals. Most of those chemicals can be produced biologically, but of course, that to produce it biologically, you need a big CapEx. You need basically huge bioreactors. You need scientists. You need a lot of research and development. You need energy and stuff, and that increases the cost at the end of the production of this molecule. So, and from fossil fuel, it's just like fractionating it, as technical word that they use, and that is something that they do all the time because they need to extract the fuel, so they will have that sub-products, let's say. That's why the big challenge for any bioeconomy product or project is being cost efficient. And there's a company here in Boston, actually, where I'm located, maybe you know it, that is called Ginkgo Bioworks. They are a synthetic biology company. They are huge. They have amazing projects, and they are researching using robotic AI, all the last breakthrough technologies. They are developing projects to accomplish this cost effectiveness of the bio-based products. Yeah, I'm very optimistic about what we can do with biology, and every year there are new companies and new projects being developed on this field. And in addition, with the governments trying to ban all the fossil fuels because we know that they are not sustainable and they produce more harm to the world, we have the politically kind of politically support, or let's say governments are facilitating the these kind of projects that are more sustainable.
Wow. Where do you see yourself in next few years? I was just so curious.
That's a good question. My biggest ambition is to create my own biotech company, based on bioeconomy, in Chile. Because as I mentioned, I'm from Chile. In Chile and in general in Latin America, our countries are based in natural resources, right? The main industry are natural resources, and we don't have much space for knowledge-based industry, right? But I think that we have a great potential to do it. So, and there are many new technologies around the world that are being developed. So my let's say ambition or mission is to bring one of these technologies to my country. I think I start to implement a technology that not just help the economy to foster, but also that helped our economy to be more sustainable and reduce the impact from nature. So that is what really inspired me to do it. And that's where I see myself in, let's say, 3 more years.
Wow, so exciting. Now,
Yeah.
okay, so the
Very exciting too. Sometimes it's challenging because it's easier when you are in a company and you are comfortable, with all the system working and start to create this from scratch. You need like a lot of motivation and a lot of support. And during my lifetime, I have met like amazing people, very inspiring people, Ula among them, with their bamboo project and all what she does for protect nature. I think that is very inspiring, and that has been one of the lights in my life to pursue my dreams.
Thank you so much. Could you really share with us your last messages, last closing messages to the audience?
Well, my last message, I think it will be just keep doing it. I mean, if you are, most of you will be working with bamboo in sustainable project because you love nature, because you want to do things differently. And it's difficult. Sometimes it's very difficult, you know. And sometimes it's difficult because you don't have the time, you don't have enough money. But the most important thing, I think, that is to keep that fire on you alight and as much as you can. And suddenly, amazing things will happen. Even things that you don't realize now, that you don't see, but it's the way how life works. So keep your path, keep yourself motivated, and suddenly you will see the magic.
Wow, thank you so much. Thank
My
you.
pleasure.
That's all for today. I'm really looking forward to connecting with you again in the next episode. See you.